Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a national Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Come coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and deceit and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, August 17th, 2013. We're in the second hour. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com. If you'd like to watch the broadcast, I had to reset that. I've had several people email me. You'll just have to refresh. Check out the website. Support the broadcast if you can. Donate. Also, carportsgarages.com. Right there on the right, if you're looking for a carport or a garage, check them out. They are a sponsor here of the alternative medium. I want to get right into it. This is an article by Paul Craig Roberts that explains exactly where we're at today in America. And I wanted to share this with everyone. I've got a lot of information because I want to get into this story about the eighth grade exam from 1912 that shows how dumb Americans have become. But first, here we go. Humanity is drowning in Washington's criminality. Americans will soon be locked into an unaccountable police state unless U.S. representatives and senators find the courage to ask questions and to sanction the executive branch officials who break the law, violate the Constitution, withhold information from Congress, and give false information about their crimes against law, the Constitution, the American people, and those in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Guantanamo, and elsewhere. Congress needs to use the impeachment power that the Constitution provides and cease being subservient to the lawless executive branch. The U.S. faces no threat that justifies the lawless and abuse of police powers that characterize the executive branch in today's 21st century. Amen. Paul Craig Roberts. Impeachment is the most important power of Congress. Impeachment is what protects the citizens, the Constitution, and the other branches of government from abuse by the executive branch. If the power to remove abusive executive branch officials is not used, the power ceases to exist. An unused power is like a dead letter law. Its authority disappears. By acquiescing to the executive branch lawlessness, Congress has allowed the executive branch to place itself above the law and to escape accountability for its violations of law and the Constitution. Now, National Intelligence Director James R. Clapper blatantly lied to Congress and remains in office. Keith B. Alexander, director of the National Security Agency, has also misled Congress, and he remains in office. Attorney General Holder avoids telling Congress the truth on just about every subject, and he also remains in office. The same can be said for President Obama, one of the great deceivers of our time, who is so adverse to truth that truth seldom finds its way out of his mouth. This is an article by Paul Craig Roberts. If an American citizen lies to a federal investigator, even if not under oath, the citizen can be arrested, prosecuted, and sent to prison. Yet these same federal personnel can lie to Congress and to the citizens of America with impunity. Whatever the American political system is, it has nothing whatsoever to do with accountable government. In America, no one is accountable but the citizens, who are accountable not only to law, but also to unaccountable charges for which no evidence is even required today. Wow. Congress has the power to impeach any presidential appointee, as well as the president. In the 1970s, Congress was going to impeach President Richard Nixon simply because he lied about when he learned of the Watergate burglary. To avoid impeachment, Nixon resigned. In the 1990s, the House impeached President Bill Clinton for lying about his sexual affair with a White House intern. The Senate failed to convict, no doubt, as many had sexual affairs on their own and didn't want to be held accountable themselves. In the 1970s, Paul Craig Roberts was on the Senate staff. Corporate lobbyists would send attractive women to seduce senators so that the interest groups could blackmail the senator to doing their bidding. Don't be surprised if the NSA has adopted the same corporate practice. Well, of course they have. The improprieties of Nixon and Clinton were minor, indeed, of little consequence when compared to the crimes of George W. Bush and Barack Obama, their vice presidents, and the bulk of their presidential appointees. Yet, impeachment is off the table, said Nancy Pelosi, infamously declared. Why do California voters send a person to Congress who refuses to protect them from an unaccountable executive branch? Who does Nancy Pelosi serve? Certainly not the people of California. Most certainly not the U.S. Constitution. Pelosi is in total violation of her oath of office. Will Californians reelect her yet again? Little wonder America is failing. The question demanding to be asked is, what is the purpose of the domestic surveillance of all Americans? This is surveillance out of all proportion to the alleged terrorist threat. The U.S. Constitution is being ignored and domestic law violated. Why does the U.S. government have an undeclared agenda for which the terrorist threat is a cover? What is this agenda? Whose agenda is more important than the U.S. Constitution and the accountability of government to law? No citizen is secure unless government is accountable to the Constitution and to law. It is an absurd idea that any American is more threatened by terrorism than by an unaccountable government that can execute them, torture them, and throw them into prison for life without due process or any accountability whatsoever. Under Bush and Obama, the U.S. has returned to the unaccountable power of Caesars, czars, and autocrats. In the famous play A Man for All Seasons, Sir Thomas More, Chancellor of England, asked, "So you would have me to cut down the law in order to chase after devils? And what will we do with the law cut down when the devils turns on us?" This is the most important legal question ever asked and is seldom asked today, not in our law schools, not by our bar associations, and certainly not by the Justice Department or U.S. attorneys. American conservatives regard civil liberties as mere excuses for liberal judges to coddle criminals and terrorists. Never expect a conservative Republican or more than two or three of them to defend your civil liberties. Republicans simply do not believe in civil liberty. Democrats cannot conceive that Obama, the first black president in office, a member of an oppressed minority, would not defend civil liberty. This combination of disinterest and denial is why the U.S. has become a police state. Civil liberties has few friends in government, the political parties, law schools, bar associations, or the federal judiciary. Consequently, no citizen is secure. Recently, a housewife researched online for a pressure cooker, looking for the best deal. Her husband was searching for a backpack. The result was a fully armed SWAT team appeared at the door demanding to search the premises and questioned. We're going to go to the phones. I believe we've got Congresswoman Virginia Fox on the line. Hey, are you with me, Congresswoman?
I am. Good morning.
Hey, you doing all right today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, we're glad to have you join us.
Well, thank you.
I'm reading an article by Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary to the Treasury back under the Reagan administration.
Yes.
And he's asking some questions about the fact that National Intelligence Director James R. Clapper lied to Congress and still remains in office. What is your opinion about the accountability and the NSA wiretapping of Americans and the snooping that's been revealed by Edward Snowden?
Well, you know, it makes you sick to your stomach to think about these breaches in the law by people who are elected or appointed by people who are elected in this country. So it's really troubling. And Congress is looking at all of these issues and doing our best to get to the bottom of what's the problem. This, of course, came out of a self-assessment of what's going on at the NSA. And it's obvious that we need to do more.
Hold that thought for me, Congresswoman. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. This is the Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Congresswoman Virginia Fox, 5th District, North Carolina.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
We're back on the Alternative Media. This is Farron in the studio, joined by Congresswoman Virginia Fox, 5th District, North Carolina. Let me ask you, Congresswoman, if an American citizen lies to a federal investigator, even if it's not under oath, the citizen can be arrested. I think the American people are so frustrated. These people like James Clapper that lie to Congress, events like Fast and Furious, it seems like they're never held accountable. They're never charged. This NSA snooping on Americans, reading their email, all this coming to light, the American people will feel like they're put under the microscope as the enemy combatant, giving up their security for liberty, giving up their liberty for security. Do you think there'll actually be any real accountability to what has transpired here?
The House is doing. You know, we don't control the Senate, and that's part of the problem, Farron, that there's a split in the government, and we can do lots of things in the House that are never followed up with in the Senate. We also get stonewalled by the White House in terms of getting the information that we need to get. So we do have a problem with getting the information and pursuing this. What the Obama administration is doing, in my opinion, is stonewalling as long as it possibly can so that these things don't come out and they avoid any kind of penalties. It's a problem that our founders understood, and they said from the very beginning you had to have moral people in government, and we're certainly pressing on it from our side and going to do everything that we possibly can to get the information, but you have to have cooperation from the executive branch, and you have to have people in the executive branch who want the truth to come out. And these folks obviously don't, because they don't want to be held accountable.
Let me ask you this. Obamacare has been on everyone's mind since it passed. This past week, Harry Reid said, and I'm quoting, "What we've done with Obamacare is have a step in the right direction, but we're far from having something that's going to work forever." When he was asked by a panelist whether he meant ultimately the country would have to have a healthcare system that abandoned insurance as the means of accessing it and moved to a single-payer system, he said, yes, absolutely yes. And we've been discussing this morning on the broadcast that the possibility that Obamacare, when all the problems come out, the ultimate goal will be to move this to a single-payer system. Do you see that as could possibly happen, and is there a real movement in the Republican Party in the House to defund and to abolish Obamacare?
Well, let me start with this last question, because there's an implication there that we haven't done that. Farron, we voted 40 times to repeal Obamacare. No Republican voted for Obamacare to begin with. Every Republican has voted to repeal Obamacare. So when you say, is there any real effort to stop Obamacare, again, there's an implication that there's not been a real effort. And that bothers me, because what we've done seems to be being ignored by people who are focusing on this one little issue of the continuing resolution. You know, we've passed seven bills that in both houses that the president has signed that has done away with parts of Obamacare. The whole goal of Republicans in the Congress has been to stop Obamacare in every way that we possibly can. And to simply say we haven't done that up to this point bothers me. We have lists and lists. I can cite them. I don't have them in front of me right now. But we've done it 40 times. And we've voted to repeal it in whole or in part. Now, we're doing everything we possibly can. I think we have to turn around to the American people and say to them, there's a responsibility on both sides. You know, Republicans are doing our part in the Congress, but we need the American people to pound the Senate and to pound the White House. Again, we're doing everything we can in the House to do this. We have not left a stone unturned. But is it worth shutting down the government to do this and being blamed for that, not paying our soldiers? I don't know whether that's logical to do or not. I'd like to see it taken unfunded, obviously. And, again, we've done everything we can. But it's real difficult. You have to get into the weeds tremendously to explain that the Democrats were extremely clever when they wrote Obamacare and they put most of the money into mandatory spending. I think all that's left now is $11 billion in the continuing resolution to help fund Obamacare. That's all that's there. Obviously, that doesn't fund it. That would take $11 billion away from it. But we're doing everything we can to stop this program. Everything. We don't know. I mean, we've done every single thing that we know of to do. If somebody else knows something, what you have to take into consideration is the senators are in the minority, and they're looking for ways to get attention, and I understand that. Do we need to defund it? Absolutely. Is this the way to defund it? I don't know. But we're going to continue to do it. And don't forget the 40 times that we have voted to repeal it and defund it. Don't forget the 7 bills that the president has already signed that has taken away some of the funding and done away with some of the programs.
Do you think there's any possibility that whatever ultimately comes out of this, that the goal may have been to move it toward a single-payer system?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The goal of this president and everybody in his administration is to have federal government control of our lives. We've never been under any illusions other than that. Never been under any illusions other than that. And every member, every Republican member of the House did everything we could to see that President Obama was not reelected. You know, Mitch McConnell has been criticized mightily by the press for saying his number one goal was to keep President Obama from being reelected. You know, he's gotten tremendous criticism for that. I worked very hard to make sure that Mitch Romney got elected, to make sure we kept a Republican House, to help get a Republican Senate, to keep a Republican legislature in North Carolina, to help Justice Newby get reelected so we'd keep control of the North Carolina Supreme Court. This goes much further than what to do in Washington. We've got to be working at the local level, the state level, and the federal level. And again, when you put all the focus on one issue, you lose the opportunity to educate the American people about the extensive need we have to get control of our government. This isn't just the Senate, although that's important. It isn't just the White House, although that's important. It's these other issues, too. Did I want to see President Obama elected to begin with? No. Did I want to see him reelected? No. It's not, and again, it's not just health care. It's the EPA. It's all of the policies of this administration. But health care is the worst. I will say that because if they gain control of our health care, then they truly are in control of our lives in a way that is totally inappropriate and is not a part of what our country should be about.
We're coming up on a break. I want to hold you through the break. Come back with the economic question. You're listening to the Alternative Media.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcast. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Congresswoman, 5th District, North Carolina, Virginia Fox. And I wanted to ask you on the economy, since I spoke to you last, Detroit has went into bankruptcy. I've seen three businesses in Monksville here close in the past week. The people are hurting. The factories are closed. I mean, I know you come from a small business background. You can't have a jobless recovery. A recovery could only probably come through small business and, of course, hiring and manufacturing. What is your take on the situation the economy's in? I mean, we have a record number of people on food stamps. It's even to me, and I know I'm jaded, but even to me, I did not foresee it getting into this situation as fast as it has. Your opinion, is there any silver lining that I'm missing?
No, I don't think there is. I have to tell you that I think we're in for the same kind of situation Japan had. You know, they talked about Japan having a lost decade. Well, Japan actually had more than a lost decade, and I frankly think that's the road we're going down. If we cannot cut federal government spending, taxpayer dollars being spent by the federal government, we're not going to straighten out the situation, Farron. We just have to do that. And the sequester helped us with that. Republicans did that. You know, Farron, it's frustrating to me again that in 2006, we actually cut federal government spending, and the CBO said we would have a surplus of about $450 billion in the next year. Now, this was the last, that was when Republicans were in control of the Congress and George Bush was president. The Democrats made a big push to win that year, and we had the Mark Foley scandal. We were ready to announce lots of good things we'd done as far as the economy was concerned, but Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats took over that fall, and that's when things really started going downhill. But again, that's a story that never gets told. If Republicans had stayed in control, we would have been in really good shape, because I think people, the folks I came in with in 2004, were very committed to doing this. I take credit for cutting $40 billion out of the federal budget in conjunction with funding for Hurricane Katrina, because I voted against it and I insisted that we do some cuts in the budget. So I felt pretty good about that and the direction we were going. But all of that changed. The Democrats came in. The economy started going to you know where. And then President Obama came in and we had the stimulus and all this other spending. Until we can reverse that. And again, the Senate is our problem. We cut spending, they add to it. Their whole way of life over there is to spend, spend, spend. And we have a major problem as long as you have people with that attitude. And of course, the president thinks by dint of his personality that he can undo the laws of economics, and he can't.
Let me ask you this, was those cuts in the projected increases? Because under the Bush administration, we went from, I believe, $5.7 to $10.6 trillion past bankrupt. Was those cuts in 2006, was it from the projected increases, or was it real cuts?
Real cuts. Those were real cuts. And we had $40 billion in real cuts, as I said, as a result of what I did on the Hurricane Katrina funding. I was so aggravated with that money that was being spent on Katrina, because I knew it was pouring money down a rat hole. And I was very, very concerned about that. So anyway, we were on the right track, but we are not on the right track right now, because we're having to fight the president and the Senate to cut spending. You know, John Boehner said, we will not raise the debt limit unless we cut spending permanently, and that's what we did twice. We got criticized a lot for doing it, but we actually made significant cuts in spending, and people are now beginning to talk about the sequester and not the negative effects it's having, but the positive effects. But ultimately, and I heard you talking earlier about constitutional issues and enumerated powers. There's a large group of us in Washington who believe that we should get the federal government out of every activity that is not mandated in the Constitution. And again, I am roundly criticized every time that I bring this up, particularly because I'm on the Education Committee. And I say it over and over, the federal government has no business in education, no business in health care, no business in funding bike paths in local communities, all of those things that the federal government now does. I want to get it out of it. Leave that money at the local level where it can be used better. I've introduced bills that I've gotten passed that would do this, and we just have got to get the American people to understand there's no free lunch. We've got to start talking about, and I do this a lot, it's not federal government money. It's taxpayer dollars confiscated by the federal government and spent in Washington. People hear that term federal money all the time, and they somehow or another think it's manna from heaven. that it's not associated with them. And we have to get people to understand that. We're woefully ignorant in this country on economics, and people don't understand how it works, that when you take money out of the private sector and have the federal government or the state government or even local government spend it, that's money that's not available for investment in the private sector and by the private sector.
Well, it looks like it's a doomed to fail scenario, because you got so many people on the take from the government and so few contributing and paying in as the economic situation continues to worsen. But hey, I wanted to thank you so much for joining me today. I didn't know you were going to be calling in. I wanted to thank you for joining me, Congresswoman.
Well, it was on my calendar, so I hope it's okay.
That's fine. Enjoyed having you on, and I appreciate
good
you calling.
Good to talk to you. Take care today. Bye-bye.
That's Congresswoman, 5th District, North Carolina, Virginia Fox. I wasn't aware she was going to be calling in today, but I would have been a little more prepared with questions. But it's always interesting to get the take of our local congressperson and see where they stand on these issues. Now, we've got about just a couple of minutes before we come up on the break. I want to continue with this article, Paul Craig Roberts. I'm hoping I can get the whole thing in this hour. It's a little bit lengthy. Normally don't read these lengthy articles, but Paul Craig Roberts nailing it exactly for what we see coming out of the NSA scandal and where we're at in America. Back to the article. I am always amazed when someone says, I haven't done anything wrong. I have nothing to fear. If you have nothing to fear from the government, why did the Founding Fathers put the protections in the Constitution that Bush and Obama have stripped out? Unlike the Founding Fathers, who designed our government to protect the citizens, the American sheeple trust the government to their own demise. Glenn Greenwald recently explained how the mass of data that is being accumulated on every American is being mined for any signs of non-terrorist-related criminal behavior, such as warrantless searches or illegal evidence in a criminal trial. The authorities disguise the illegal way in which the evidence is obtained in order to secure convictions based on illegally obtained evidence. In other words, the use of the surveillance justified by the war on terror has already spread into the prosecutions of ordinary criminals, where it has corrupted legal safeguards and the integrity, if any, of the criminal court system, prosecutors, and judges. This is one of the many ways in which you have much to fear. Whether you think you are doing anything wrong or not, you can be framed for crimes based on inferences drawn from your internet activities and jokes with friends on social media. Jurors made paranoid by the terrorist threat then will convict you. We should be very suspicious of the motive behind the universal spying on U.S. citizens. The authorities are aware that the terrorist threat does not justify the unconstitutional and illegal spying. There have been hardly any real terrorist events in the U.S., which is why the FBI has to find clueless people around whom to organize an FBI-orchestrated plot in order to keep the terrorist threat alive in the public's mind. At last count, there has been 150 sting operations in which the FBI recruited people who are out of touch with reality to engage in well-paid FBI-designed plots. Once the dupes agree, they're arrested as terrorists, and the plot revealed, always with the accompanying statement that the public was never in any real danger and the FBI was in total control. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, the website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com, and we've got a lot of news and information posted on the website that I may not get to. Got a video that I wanted to play about smartphones, but it's the bottom one on the right side if I don't get to it. I'm going to try to finish up this article by Paul Craig Roberts in this segment. Terrorism seldom comes from the outside. The source almost always is the government in power. The Czarist secret police set off bombs in order to blame the arrest on labor agitators. The Nazis burned down the Reichstag in order to decimate the communist and assume unaccountable power in the name of public safety. An alleged terrorist threat is a way of using fear to block popular objection to the exercise of arbitrary government power. In order to be safe from terrorists, the U.S. population, with few objections, has accepted the demise of their civil liberties, such as habeas corpus, which reaches back centuries to the Magna Carta as a constraint on government power. How, then, are they safe from their government? Americans today are in the same position as the English prior to the Great Charter of 1215. Americans are no longer protected by the law and the Constitution from government tyranny. Anybody can say whatever they want to. That's the truth. Well, who do you think has more power over you, foreign terrorists or your government? Washington defines all resistance to its imperialism and tyranny as terrorism. Thus, Americans who defend the environment, who defend wildlife, who defend civil liberties and human rights, who protect Washington's wars and robbery of the people in behalf of special interest, who protest Washington's wars and robbery of the people in behalf of special interest, all become domestic extremists. The term Homeland Security has substituted for terrorists. Those who are out of step with Washington and the powerful private interests that exploit us, other peoples, and the earth for their profits and power fall into the wrong side of Bush's black and white division of the world. You are for us, or you are for against us. In the United States, independent thought is on the verge of being criminalized, as are constitutional guarantees and guaranteed protest and the freedom of the press. The constitutional principles of freedom of speech is being redefined as treason, as aiding an undefined enemy, and as seeking to overthrow the government by casting aspersions on its motives and revealing its secrets. Brought the U.S. so close to Gestapo Germany and Stalinist Russia that it is no longer funny. Indeed, it is sometimes difficult to even see the differences. The neoconservatives have declared that Americans are the exceptional and indispensable people, yet the civil liberty Americans have declined the more exceptional and indispensable that Americans have become. We are now so exceptional and indispensable that we no longer have any rights. And neither does the rest of the world. Neoconservatism has created a new dangerous American nationalism. Neoconservatives have given Washington a monopoly on right and endowed its military aggressions with a morality that supersedes the Geneva Convention and human rights. Washington, justified by its exceptionalism, has the right to attack populations and countries in which Washington is not at war, such as Pakistan and Yemen. Washington is using the cover of its exceptionalism to murder people in many countries using drones. Hitler tried to market the exceptionalism of the German people, but he lacked Washington Madison Avenue skills. Washington is always morally right, whatever it does, and those who report its crimes are traitors who stripped of their coddling by civil liberties. They are locked away and abused until they confess to their crimes against the state. Anyone who tells the truth, such as Bradley Manning, Julian Assange, and Edward Snowden, are branded enemies of the state and are ruthlessly persecuted. How does the indispensable, exceptional nation have a diplomatic policy? How can a neoconized State Department be based on anything except coercion? It can't. That is why Washington produces nothing but war and threats of war. Whenever a person looks, wherever a person hears, it is Washington's threat, we're going to bomb you into the Stone Age if you do not do what we want you to do and agree to what we require. We're going to impose sanctions, Washington's, for embargoes and starve your women and children to death, permit no medical supplies, ban you from the international payment system unless you relent and consent to being Washington's puppet, and ban you from posting your news broadcasts on the Internet. This is the face that Washington presents to the world, the hard, mean face of a tyrant. Washington's power will survive a bit longer because there are still politicians in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Latin America, and in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the NGOs in Russia who are paid off by the almighty dollar in exchange for Washington's money. They endorse Washington's immorality and murderous destruction of law and life. But the dollar is being destroyed by quantitative easing, and the domestic U.S. economy is being destroyed by offshoring of jobs. Rome was powerful until the Germans ceased to believe in it. Then the rotten edifice collapsed. Washington faces sooner or later the same fate. All inhumane, illegal, unconstitutional regime based on violence alone, devoid of all morality and all human compassion, is not acceptable. The evil that is Washington cannot last forever. The criminals might destroy the world in a nuclear war, but the lawlessness and lack of humanity in Washington, which murders more people, as I write, this is Paul Craig Roberts, is no longer acceptable to the rest of the world, not even to its European puppet states, despite the leaders being on Washington's payroll. Gorbachev is correct. The collapse of the Soviet Union was a debacle for the entire world. It transformed the U.S. from its city upon a hill to the beacon of humanity into an aggressive militaristic state. Consequently, America has become despised by everyone who has a moral conscience and a sense of justice. Now, that was an article by Paul Craig Roberts. I read it in its entirety. I rarely do that because of the length of it. But whether we like it or not, and I don't like it, I don't like the fact that the whole rest of the world has become a hater of the United States due to the foreign policy of the United States. I don't like the fact that our government is looked upon by the rest of the world as a hypocritical liar. They've done this to themselves. It's not because we, the people, wanted them to do that. We want the exact opposite. We want some accountability in Washington, D.C., some physical conservatism, and some common sense. But you'll never get the federal government of the United States out of education. You're not going to get them out of health care now, because it is control. They are moving into more and more control over the American people. And if you were not a believer of that, certainly the revelations of Edward Snowden should have made that perfectly clear. The American people are under the microscope. You're the one that you're reading your emails. I think we looked it up one time when Brian was doing me on the broadcast, and I think you're about as likely to be killed by a terrorist as you are to drown in a bucket of water. But they use this to continue to paint themselves as your protector. You need to be subservient to them. They're keeping you safe from the boogeyman while they take your rights away. We've seen all of this come to pass in such a short period of time, in my point of view. You may disagree, but just while doing this broadcast since 2008, look at all the stuff we've seen pass. Look at all the things that has happened. In fact, it's so much that it's hard for me to keep it straight in my mind. I'm talking about National Defense Authorization Act, permanently detaining Americans, and you know, we were doing a broadcast when they eliminated habeas corpus, and so many more. This is all a concerted effort in America, because the agenda is a one-world government, a one-world currency, and to do that, the playing field has to be leveled. You have to bring the rich nations down, the poor nations up, and that's exactly what we're seeing happen. That's why all of your clothes, all your shoes, the majority of everything you buy is manufactured in another country. That's why when you ride down the road where all your manufacturing plants used to be, where you grew up, getting a decent paying job and had a decent way of life, the grass is growing up through the concrete, it's been sitting vacant forever. Those jobs are not coming back, sadly, because this is all part of the by design economic collapse. Next hour, a couple of stories I've got to get in, then we'll take your phone calls. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, about 15 minutes away from phone calls. Stay with me.
John Stepp.